the celebrations are on here behind me, and it's St. Junan's, the County Honorary One Champions for 2020. 2-6 to 1-5, or 1-6, that's how it ended. Certainly, it was back to the wall when we were last with you. Ryan Coyle had put Satanta ahead for the very first time in the game. A goal in 5-1-4 it was at that stage, with about just about, what, 14 minutes left to play, and really with the wind in their back and the gale rising, it certainly was in favour of the men from the crossroads. But St. Julian's really proved the worst in the closing stages. Cormac Finn, Peter O'Donnell, Oisin Randalls, Roland or Ryan Kelly, James Kelly all burst into the game, and Peter O'Donnell, Paul O'Donnell pointed a free to tie up the game just early in the final quarter, and then we had late points from Paul O'Donnell from a free, and again from O'Donnell from a free. He ended the game with a personal tally of a goal and three. His goal, a crucial score just before half time, or certainly or this goal just from a free, just about what, 30 metres out. He opted instead of going for the lead point, he went for the goal, and he was awarded with the 3 points. 2-5 to 1-5 it was at that stage. He added another free shortly afterwards before Ryan Coyle, who finished with a personal tally of 1-5 for Satanta, rounded off the scoring. But it's St. Junan's who are the 2020 champions and completing a unique record in hurling and football at adult level, winning at all major competitions, senior hurling, under 21 hurling, senior football, under 21 football and senior reserve football. So a great year for St. Junan's. They had led early on, of course, they played with that Gale Force win in their back in the first half. They led by 1-1 to a point after just 15 minutes, and that was a goal, the goal from Oisin Randalls and Paul Kelly, or Peter Kelly, the point for St. Junan's. Ryan Coyle from a 40-metre free scored for Satanta, but then Cormac Finn, O'Donnell and Russell Ford all had points for St. Julian's. They led 1-4 to a point coming up to half-time, but Coyle reduced the margin before he added a first goal for Satanta from a free from about 50 metres out, dead straight in front of the post. Somehow it dropped in to the top of the corner of the net, deceiving goalkeeper and the defenders. 1-2 to 1-4, St. Julian's led at half-time, and really with the wind in their backs in the second half, all the odds were on Satanta coming out and winning this game, and certainly it started brightly. Kyle Gillen had limped off just before half-time, but he returned in the second half, knocked over the first point, and then Ryan Coyle added a free to tie up the game with just about 6 minutes into the second half. It was pretty scrappy stuff here, obviously, in the conditions, but certainly great credit to the players having fielded this afternoon in strong winds, a lot of rain in the first half, and St. Julian's took it out late on and deservedly so. So, final score here in Bart, it was St. Julian's 2 goals and 6 points, Satanta a goal and 6.